Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to yet another episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. In conversation with me is Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas. Prince, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jerome.
We will be talking about the top developments in the corporate sector, Prince. Let's begin with Supreme Court order on telcos that they had to pay telcos in the sense of namely Vodafone Idea, Airtel and Jio were asked to pay AGR dues. Somehow a few telecoms skipped the deadline of January 23rd.
That's right. So looks like they're taking a solace in the fact that there's a Supreme Court hearing next week.
Okay.
And they probably can go without paying and get that much of breathing space till then.
Okay.
And on the government side also, you could see signs of toning down the language also.
Okay.
They talk about perhaps there's a miscommunication in the way things have gone. So we see only one telecom company which had very small amount to pay, making the payment by 23rd January, which was the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And both Vodafone Idea and Airtel saying that they will wait for the Supreme Court hearing next week before they make a payment.
Okay.
So probably they are hoping that the Supreme Court will give them some space in terms of the time period over which they have to make a payment,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps say give some other, you know, breather.
Okay.
So probably that's why, because here we are again talking about huge numbers, and especially for Vodafone Idea, as we have reiterated repeatedly on Corporate Buzz, it can be a break or make moment.
Right. Prince, if you could just delve a little bit on the numbers, it is close to 30,000 crores just for Vodafone Idea?
That's right.
Okay.
And this is huge because their cash reserves are probably that much or a bit lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
So if Vodafone Idea has to make that payment and the payment period is not very long, it will be in doldrums. And that's why both the Vodafone International CEO and also the head of Aditya Birla Group, Kumar Mangalam Birla, both have said that if there's no relief from the government, they may be forced to shut shop.
Okay.
Because the number, like you said, is huge.
Right. Prince, now coming from the telecom sector, let's talk about the banking sector rather. In a very surprising, or I don't know, and I can't even call it an uncanny announcement, but SBI chairman has, you know, come up and said that it is not going to let Yes Bank fail. I couldn't quite comprehend this.
Yes, it's interesting because one, the regulator is RBI.
Exactly.
And then you have the government.
Right.
So, why even a question of such is being posed at the SBI chairman?
Exactly.
So, the fact here is that Yes Bank is among the larger companies, private companies. And probably SBI is the only bank out there which can integrate Yes Bank into it with itself.
Okay.
So, the size matters. So, there have been talk about probably, yes, Kotak may be big enough to take Yes Bank. Considering that SBI is the largest in the country, largest bank in the country, by quite a mile. So the expectation is that the bank may be in position to take over Yes Bank, which we have seen has been struggling continuously to raise money.
Right.
And it's very important for Yes Bank to raise money because to keep his finances on the right path.
Right.
If not, then it may be, RBI may be forced to put it under prompt action framework,
okay.
which would limit Yes Bank's ability to raise money.
Okay. Now, will this have a trickling effect on Yes Bank considers, given that I am a Yes Bank customer?
So am I.
Yes, would this have an effect on customers?
So, investors and customers would take it as a positive point, saying that, okay, the largest bank in the country is saying that it won't allow Yes Bank to fall.
Right.
And probably there is the backing of the regulator or is the backing of the government. These are assumptions that are being made, but at least the public perception is that there is a bank as big as Yes Bank and that won't be allowed to fall. So, and coming with the background of what happened at PMC.
restrictions quite imposed.
Quite restrictions imposed on the customers, and quite a heartbreak for many of them. Mm-hmm. So something like this is said is assuring and encouraging, perhaps.
All right. Prince, now let's talk about the auto sector. Some good news in the previous quarter where there was a turnaround in sales and, you know, car companies were at least smiling. And now they have rolled out. In fact, Tata Motors, Hyundai and Bajaj have made some announcements. That's Could you tell our listeners about
that? Sure. So Tata Motors has launched a premium hatchback called Atros. And Hyundai has launched the compact sedan, which it calls Aura. And you have Bajaj tying up with Triumph to make superbikes in India. So, and then in between, you also had MG Motors launching the EV vehicle.
Right.
So there's been a rush of launches this week.
Right.
And probably shows that despite the slowdown, and also there was, like you say, a change in the mood because numbers are kind of getting a bit better. There's a realization that they have to keep launching new models to ensure that they don't lose out on the market share.
Right.
And there's a huge competition now. And the silver lining has been the performance of MG Motors and Kia.
Right.
And they're just one or two product companies, but they have done exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. So showing the way that if the product is good, despite the slowdown, customers will go ahead and buy it.
Right.
The important thing is what is the proposition that the companies are putting in forward. Mm-hmm. So with Altroz and Aura, both Tata Motors and Hyundai are probably using these two products to make a statement in the segments that they are in.
All right. Prince, so definitely, you know, auto companies are looking for a turnaround sometime soon. And indeed, if the government considers, you know, slashing personal tax rates, the consumers will have more money to spend and definitely car sales would zoom.
Oh, yes, surely. And especially that would be good enough to overcome the increase in prices because of the Bharat 6 stage deadline that we are coming very right. close to March 31st. So if there is an incentive from the government through the budget, mm-hmm. I think that will be a huge boost for the auto sector.
Right, Prince. And now let's talk about something that I'm always passionate about, food. Zomato has taken over Uber Eats.
That's right.
And in a massive 350 million deal.
Yes.
Yeah, could you just tell our listeners a little about
that? So it's a reflection of the fact that this is a segment where there is demand and it's high profile, but none of the companies has made a profit.
Okay.
So if you look at Zomato, if you look at Swiggy, or if you look at Uber Eats, there's not much to differentiate between the three.
Okay.
And especially with Uber Eats. So it was very natural for a consolidation to happen. And Uber Eats has finally gone with Zomato.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact is that Zomato and Swiggy both have been trying to diversify their offering. So one of them is going in for stores, going into other forms of groceries. So the consolidation is a good thing. Because now you have a fewer number of players, opportunity is more.
Right.
It also a reflection that this is a segment where the incumbents are struggling to make profit.
Okay. Quite interesting there, Prince. Thank you for all these updates.
Welcome, Jim.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. In case you have any query or in case you want Prince to address a topic, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.